This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Steve Zabe and Nick Ashew on The Fan. Zabe fist pumping if you want to watch on YouTube right now.
Young Ben.
Love it.
Good choices so far in the music. I love it.
This is your folder, by the way.
Is it really?
Oh, he went right to that. He knows who he's trying to appease. It's not me. It's Steve Zabin.
I've got a folder here.
Right. Yeah, look at you.
I feel like a new girlfriend who's moving in.
What else is in his folder? I need to know this now.
Personnel file.
Yeah.
Do we have any past suspensions?
Let's see. There's about 20 songs in here. Starts off with The One Thing, Saturday, Superstition, Get the Party Started, Celebrate, Time is a Runaway.
Okay. Don't list them all. There's a few soft clunkers in there I don't want getting out. It's like okay. You thumbing through my iPod. I don't want to see your I want people to see my playlist, okay?
Everybody's got one or two secret songs.
Songs you're embarrassed by?
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Like, say, Carly Rae Jepsen, Call Me Maybe.
I knew you were going to say that.
Why?
Have loved that song for 100 years. It has not changed. It hasn't changed with you.
I like the sweet, syrupy pop banger.
I know you do.
Occasionally. Not all the time, but occasionally.
But I mean, that's been your song for a decade. Like, we're going back a decade. That was your thing.
It's just funny to say.
I know.
Carly Rae Jepsen's Call Me Maybe. Dua Lipa Levitating. Come on now.
Yeah.
Who doesn't like that?
Yeah.
Come on, Nick. I need you to give me one that you'd be low-key embarrassed to admit.
Let me go. You know what? Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to go right into Spotify, and I'm going to be honest, and I'm going to go right into Spotify.
Go to your Spotify Wrapped.
Spotify
Wrapped, what's the most embarrassing song I played too much in 2025?
Spotify Wrapped, though, is so inaccurate because a lot of it is just going to be like playlists I play all over again, but it's not. Like, there's a purpose to the music. Yes.
Interesting.
So, like, a gym.
I didn't know it'd
like
be inaccurate.
A gym playlist. So, it's like, okay, that's not really going to tell me anything.
What's up, bro?
But, yeah. See, that's what I said. I knew you were going to do that if you. I knew you were going to go that route. I'm trying to find something that's actually, like, embarrassing.
All right. So, when you find that. The portal, I'm going to talk about the portal for 2 seconds.
You can do that because you seem to be very interested in this.
Well, so the portal opens today. It's a 16-day orgy of trying to get the bag. You don't know exactly how many people are in the portal because that is the actual thing is kept by the NCAA. They don't disclose it. There ought to be a website. You can just look at it, like departures from O'Hare, arrivals and departures, who's coming in, who's leaving. But there's going to be probably 3,000 college football players in the portal, which is insane. And according to those who follow this, like the boys and girls at on3.com, they say about 35% to 40% of the kids in the portal will die in the portal. In other words, they will not pick up somewhere else. They'll be without a team, and they'll have to scramble to land somewhere, and they'll most certainly land somewhere worse for them, either financially or in terms of where they would like to play. So it's both an insane money grab, but it's also hugely risky. And these kids are getting some of the shadiest advice possible given that high of a number of guys who die in the portal.
And that goes to the same conversation of, you know, NIL deals and guys making millions of dollars. There's also like a backup left guard that gets a $5,000 deal for, you know, to go and stand in front of a car and take a picture.
They don't even have to stand in front of the car anymore. They just get paid.
They don't really have to do anything.
All right, what's your song?
All right, so here's the thing. It's not even going to be a song. I'm going to actually surprise you with something more. I have a random genre of music that people don't know that I like that is very
Death metal?
No, no, quite the opposite. Spanish guitar. I love the Spanish guitar.
Flamenco?
Jesse Cook. Jesse Cook is the greatest.
Play it right now. Play it on speaker right now.
Let me see if I can. All
right,
hold on.
Just punch it right up there and just turn up the speaker.
Well, I didn't even have to look. I didn't even have to do it.
Jesse who?
Jesse Cook.
Okay.
This song's called This.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I love Jesse Cook and this Spanish guitar music. I don't know how long we can play it, but...
That's fun. Very soothing.
Yeah.
You pump iron to this?
No, no, no. Okay. This is like cooking. Cooking dinner. Tell me you don't want to, like, you know.
That's good.
I've been to, like, you know, I'll go and watch live Spanish guitar. I love it. I'll fully admit it. But yes,
that's good.
And it's not even an embarrassment. Because I looked and I'm like, I have so many random songs. Like, it's all a mess. That is a genre nobody ever thinks about, but I love it.
One more thing on NIL.
You're covering your face, by the way, on the YouTube stream.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
People need to see you.
All right, one more thing on the NIL stuff. So, Trinidad Chambliss, who was unreal last night.
Oh, yes.
Even, you know, McElroy was like, he's like playing NBA jams. He's on fire. Because he made three plays in a row that were just... jump out of your seat, jaw-dropping awesome. He is lobbying the NCAA for a sixth redshirt medical year because he started out at Division II Ferris College, and he was injured. He had some respiration issues. He couldn't play. He only played like two games, basically. Mm-hmm. Do you know if he were to win this and get a sixth year, because he's really not projected as a first-round pick in the NFL right now.
Right.
I would be willing to bet he'll make $6 million next year because the going rate is about $4 million for a quarterback. Mm-hmm. And guys like the fish-eyed Carson Beck make $4 million this year, and he's just not that good.
Right.
Had like 135 yards on 29 squeezes yesterday in the win.
He wasn't anything special.
Nothing special. And the price of quarterbacking is only going up. He may go to LSU to follow Lane. That'd be disappointing, especially if Ole Miss – goes to the mountaintop and wins. But even if he stays at Ole Miss, they're going to find the money to pay him. He's a $5 million quarterback if he gets this sixth year. Do you know what the current cap number is on his former teammate who's now with the Giants, Jackson Dart?
I'm going to go
4.25.
I was going to guess 4. Okay. Yeah.
So in other words, if Chambliss gets the NCAA to agree to this, and chances are they won't because there's still holes about this stuff, then he'll be making more than Jackson Dart next year.
And there's also the familiarity of him being back another year. When you got guys, you got turnover, guys transferring constantly, there's value in your brand as a college football star to stay at a school, to have them appreciate that you're staying, and find the money somehow, some way to be able to pay you to do it.
Now, if you're Ole Miss, do you want, if you want him back next year at all costs, is it better to not win it all so he feels like there's something to come back for? Or do you just say, well, we just want to win it all, and if he leaves, he leaves?
I think you want to win
okay,
it all.
Okay, fair enough.
Because this is the closest, I mean, if you know how hard it is to get there.
If they win it all, though, would he stay?
So the whole leaving on top
thing. Would he be a pro prospect?
It wouldn't work enough for him. Like, so you can make two arguments for this. You can make the argument that if he stays another year, more weaknesses maybe get exposed, or he gets better. If you look at the trajectory of college football quarterbacks, the more experience you have in college translates to success in the NFL. I mean, and transferring on top of that. For a lot of these quarterbacks.
Not for Quinn Ewers.
Well, yeah, not for everybody.
I know.
But what I mean is that, like, quarterbacks that have like 1 year as a starter, it doesn't work out well for them. They're better off staying. Look at Jaden Daniels' draft class.
Right.
All of them were transfers, except for Drake May. All of them had a ton of experience in college, and it benefited them right away.
Yeah. Mel Kiper ranks him as the sixth quarterback prospect in the class behind Dante Moore, Mendoza, Ty Simpson, John Mateer, Carson Beck.
I think he's going to make a lot of money coming back next year. So financially, it makes sense versus before it was go to the NFL and get whatever you can. And on top of that, he's going to gain some experience. And it might just be the actual experience of being in college and being the star versus being the guy that's going to be a third-string quarterback as a sixth-round pick somewhere. And maybe next year he jumps up to like a fourth or a third-round pick when he looks more experienced and more polished. Maybe, if that's the case. Are you betting on yourself? Yeah, you're betting on yourself. But there's more of a benefit there. And you just laid it out right there. That's the biggest thing. It's the money.
Yeah.
It's that.
So then there's the whole Mendoza thing. I read somebody on Twitter last night claiming to be a former NFL scout. Who knows? Maybe, maybe not. And he said, when it comes to Mendoza, I see he's got 15 major flaws.
It's not.
15! And I'm thinking to myself, okay, here we go. So, of course, I clicked on the more button on the tweet because it was well beyond just 280 characters. And I read deep into like number 10 or 11. And then I just felt like the guy was being a jerk to Mendoza. And I stopped reading because I like the kid so much. I don't want to hear about what he may not be at the next level. But this guy had 15 reasons why he thinks he's not going to be a good pro quarterback.
It's one of the reasons why I find it hard to figure out exactly who I want to root for out of these final four teams in the college football playoff, because there's the storylines of Indiana.
You got to root for Indiana and Ole Miss.
Yes, Indiana is
my
number one.
You're not rooting for Miami, are you?
But I don't hate Miami right now. This is a program that's been a
disaster. You will the more you see Michael Irvin with his belt off.
Well, okay, fine. If we get more Michael Irvin and Jason Taylor and there's more of that, then okay, I'll get sick of him probably after this game against Ole Miss. But you got to love root for Ole Miss, given that they were abandoned, like you talked about. You got to love Kurt Cignetti and his confidence in what he's done with Indiana, a basketball school. Oregon's been here before, but it's not like Oregon's ever had a program. I like Dan Lanning, and I like that program, and I like what he's built, and I like that he stayed and didn't go to Alabama. But if I got to pick one, I'm going Indiana. I want Indiana to win. I think better for college football, though, is Oregon winning, because that's a bigger blue blood program, and they still need that. If Indiana wins the national championship, what casual college football fan cares about that? You want to have some level of a ringing and emotional bell. It's why, as much as people talk about parity, and parity's great in sports, and you need that one team. You need that team that people love, that people hate. You need the Patriots. You need the Chiefs. You need Alabama. You have to have them so the casual fan either is invested in that game because they love that team, or they're invested in that game because they hate that team, and you don't have it. All right, 800-636-1067. I am all in on Indiana. I want to see them win. Zabe is clearly all in on Indiana, wanting to see them win.
You told
me I have to root for Indiana, so I feel like you're kind of there now.
No, I'm tormented. I kind of want Kiffin to have to suck on lemons and watch the confetti fall on Ole Miss.
So you're
even more than I wanted for Indiana, and that's tough because I have many Indiana friends.
So can we go 60-40 Ole Miss then for you? Is that where you're going?
Probably,
okay.
Yes.
All right.
My desire for vengeance and humiliation on lame kittens outweighs my warm fuzzies for my Indiana friends. By about 10%, 60-40.
So we'll put you 60-40 Ole Miss you want to see win.
Yes. And then the other two, Oregon, Miami, whatever.
Indiana, 100% for me. All in on Indiana winning this thing. That's all I want to see. 800-636-1067. Where are you? The final four teams in the college football playoff. Where's that emotional bell rung for you? 800-636-1067. There's the bell. Steve Zabin, Nick Ashew on the Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
What does it mean to live a brave life? It's about showing up, staying grounded, and having the physical and mental energy to handle the pace of life. And that is one of the reasons to love Ancient and Brave and their pure, potent, powerful supplements. Ancient and Brave has been an iconic wellness brand in the UK for years, and now they've launched in the US with incredible products that change the game, like their True Creatine and True Collagen. They come in gorgeous jars or on-the-go sachets for wherever you're off to. Ancient and Brave is a certified B Corp and members of 1% for the Planet. They offer tools that genuinely support and nourish your Brave. Backed by scientists and experts. Right now, Ancient and Brave is offering an exclusive offer. Head to ancientandbrave.com and use the code EMMA for 20% off your first order. Give your body a little daily bravery. It adds up. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.